the things that we post on our social media platforms come back to bite us on the bum. To continue the conversation with us, Nate and Nima, digital online expert. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning. How are you going, Mel?
I'm not too bad, buddy. We've seen time and again, especially with some celebrities or politicians, that sometimes things they've posted in the past, well, aren't okay anymore.
Absolutely. Look, it's a age-old thing of the media these days, where all of a sudden something that you thought you resonated with, or something that you thought was good, or that was okay at that stage, has now come back to get you in the bum.
And we've seen it recently, I think, with The Bachelor, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, Bachelor's Lockie, he got hit with this not too long ago, like a week or so ago. He had to apologize because when he was 16, he had some racial slurs and some racial comments on his MySpace account. And
MySpace! So he's actually,
exactly.
Holy
cow. That we're not even using.
No. So they really do their homework, don't they? When they're looking for a bit of dirt, they really lift up every rug.
Look, it's actually more common than you think this happens. Our company, we get hit up to do this quite often,
right,
for individuals and other businesses and companies as well, to find the dirt on other people to see whether they're good for hiring or good for doing business with.
Okay, so that's the thing we need to realise, isn't it, when we're living in the year 2020, when you go and apply for a job or a position or something like that, they're going to do some digging.
Absolutely. The first place that we generally look is social media. The first place, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and YouTube, and then we have a look at your LinkedIn as well. But we don't even go to stop there. We actually keep going. We have a look at where groups you're part of, and also if there's been any comments made about you in groups you're not a part of.
Holy cow! All right.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Online digital vetting is really, really big. It is something that we do on a regular basis, and we do it for a lot of businesses and a lot of organisations for individuals who wish to hire people.
All right, Nate. So if we are thinking it's time for a bit of a social media cleanup, a bit of an audit, where do we start?
All right. Okay. So I've got three things really quickly that will make your whole process a lot smoother. The first thing is to categorize absolutely everything that you're doing. So for example, across all of your social media platforms, make sure that you tackle all of the photos across all of your platforms first, and then go and do your videos, and then go and do your posts, and just do one, go across all of the categories rather than social media platforms. It gets a little bit frustrating and annoying, but I mean, you'd think it'd be a common sense sort of thing, but you'd be surprised how many people don't chunk. They just randomly go through and go, oh, I don't like this, I don't want that. And then sure enough, you give up at the end. Number two is to have a list of rules put in place before you begin doing anything. For example, rule number one, no racial slurs, for example. Or two, that X, I'm getting rid of that X, for example. And stick to them and go through and don't waver or stop until you've done those categories with those rules. And number three as well is, unfortunately, I do have to say this, is when it's online, it's online. It's there for good.
Yeah.
It's not going to go anywhere. It doesn't matter if you've removed it from your social media. Someone like myself will be able to find that content and everything around it. Absolutely. Once it's on, it's on. It's on for life. It's there forever. So a great little tip that you can do around these is if you do find a piece of content that you don't resonate with or you don't like anymore, write a post about it. So you're kind of like the hindsight 2020. I shouldn't have done that. Or you could even self-expose where you are the voice of reason and you go, look, these things don't resonate with me anymore.
Yeah.
But, and just clarify it in the post and the comments, because one of the things we will do is look at that comment or look at that post and go, wow. And then the very first comment that comes up is your comment looking back going, I shouldn't have done that. And you know what? In hindsight, I've learned from that. And then we go, you've grown and you've learned.
So, and how often should we be doing this?
Oh, look, it's not like you've got to be doing it every single week. Once a year is fine. Once you do the first one, it's quite easy to manage and upkeep, you know. And my recommendation and suggestion is to everyone out there is to sit down with a glass of wine or a beer and enjoy the experience. Have a bit of a giggle with it. You'll be surprised. Some of the things where you're like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I did that when I was 18. Oh, no. You have a good giggle and then ask yourself the question. Does it resonate with me? Does it apply to the rules that I am currently put in place? If yes, then you leave it. If no, then get rid of it.
Yeah, excellent advice this morning and certainly an eye-opener for me and many of our listeners. Nate, thank you so much for your time.
Not a problem. Blessed be a blessing. Happy to be anytime on here.